Hello.
Hi, is Gary in?
It's Gary.
Hey, Gary, this is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Looks like I received the application that you faxed over here. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, can you just give me just 1 second?
Sure, sure.
You want me in this one or over there? Here? Okay, no problem. I know. All right, I'm here, sir.
Okay, hey. So how you doing, Gary?
Good, good.
Good, okay. Well, my name's Sam. I'm going to be helping you out through this. So like I said, I just got the application. Just wanted to give you a call, go over a couple of different things here. First of all, I just want to kind of confirm what I have here on file. Is the business, is it Bidwell LLC?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay, nice. All right. And then how long have you been in business, Gary?
I'm going to say, I'm trying to think, about 4 years. I had a partner, I bought him out a little over a year ago.
Oh, okay.
We've been in business for about 4 years doing this.
Have you been filed as an LLC for all 4 years?
Yes, it was under Griffin and Bidwell. Now it's just Bidwell.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, and what exactly do you do?
I'm in trucking.
Oh, okay. What type of trucking do you do?
We haul general freight.
General freight, okay.
Yeah, and right now I've got 4 trucks on. And I'm always expanding,
okay.
Looking to add trucks.
Do you guys do interstate, or do you stay just where are you at? Are you in New York?
I'm based out of New York, but I've got trucks that do run all over the place.
Oh, okay.
This side of the Mississippi.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, nice. All right, well, let me see here. Looks like on the application, you got your gross annual sales at about $550,000. Is that right?
Yeah, and that was, I haven't done my taxes yet this year.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago. I'm on an extension. I usually do my taxes end of September.
Okay, perfect. We can work with that. Okay, so I see you're looking for some working capital. Do you have any idea how much you were looking for?
I was thinking around $20,000.
Okay. And what would that be used for?
Well, I'm sometimes I'm waiting for receivables.
Oh, I see.
That's part of it, and I'm also, I'm always looking for equipment. It's like trailers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And if I have that on hand, it's easier to deal with. It's easier to wheel and deal a little bit, you know, if you have the cash in your account.
Yep, gives you some purchasing power. Absolutely.
Yeah, it does help.
Okay. How much receivables are you usually waiting on?
Right now, last report I saw was the other day, about $15,000 right at the moment.
Okay. And do you have any idea how soon you wanted to bring the funds on?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Okay.
I just don't know how you guys work as far as... rates. I got your thing in the mail. That's what got me thinking about this.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. We can go over that pretty easily. You know, to give you a little feedback here. Looking for probably about $20,000. Is that the high end or the low end of what you're looking for? What's a range? What's probably the lowest that you could use, and what's the most you could use?
The lowest I could use would probably be 10.
Okay.
And highest right now would probably be like 35.
35, okay.
Somewhere right, in that area.
Just to give you an idea of kind of the path going forward, is I'm going to try to get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term possible, and then we can kind of work backwards from there. You don't have to use the full amount. You can use just what you need, but I'm going to get you approved for the largest amount. Typically, we're able to do 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So you'd be looking at around, you know, $50,000 available to you if everything falls in line. But like I said, we can just kind of go from there and take what we need. The terms usually go anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And it's the same process, qualify you for the longest term possible, and then you can choose whichever one matches up with what you're looking for. A lot of times if it's receivable, something like that that you have, where you know it's going to come in on a shorter term, you might want to match it up on a term that is closer to that, as opposed to stretching it out over a long period of time. You're going to be paying a little extra in interest for that. So we'll kind of we'll custom fit it for you.
I understand that part of it, but stretching it out would be, make it easier on me.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know what I mean? I just don't want to be tied down to something huge that I have to come up with.
Yeah, there's pros and cons to both of them. So it really comes down to what your personal preference is, what you're looking for. If you're looking for kind of more of a manageable payment that you can handle over that period of time, that's absolutely what I can shoot for. Now, to get you the actual approval amount and the terms for the payback and everything, I need a couple documents from you. I know you said you don't have the 2015 tax finished yet. So what I can work with is the 2014 tax return with the 2015 extension. Do you have both of those kind of handy?
Yeah, I think so. Let me write this down. So I'm in my truck right now. I'm actually driving today myself.
Oh, okay. And you know what? I can shoot all this to you in an email too. Just kind of like a list of what I need. It's basically just the tax return, so the 2014 tax return with the 15 extension, and then I need the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements. And then from there, I can go ahead and get you approved, and we can go over the total amount, the terms, and the payback options. That usually takes about 24 hours to get an answer on, and since we're trying to move, you know, as soon as possible, you know, once I get those answers, I can shoot them to you, and we can, you know, generate the documents for you to kind of look over, make the decision on how much and how long you want to go for. From there, it takes about 48 hours. So we're probably, you know, if we wanted to do this the fastest way possible, probably 48 to 72 hours out from being finished.
Okay, so we're looking at a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, quickest it would probably be 2 days. But then, you know, it all just depends on how fast you want to move and getting the paperwork back into me. The extent of the paperwork that I need, it's just the bank statements and the tax return. And then I'm actually going to send you a separate application. I know you faxed one over, but, you know, after talking to you right now, I have an idea of which program we want. So I'm going to send you an application that's specific to that program. It's very similar to the one that you filled out, so you're not going to need any more additional information, but I just need a signature on this one. So I'll put that in the email as well.
Okay, and how should I send all this stuff back to you? Fax, no, email, what's best?
You can fax it or you can email it, whatever is easier for you.
All right, yeah, I'd probably rather fax it. It's just easier. My secretary's on vacation, so I'm doing everything myself.
Okay. Okay.
So I'll fax to that same number?
Yeah, the same number, and if you just put attention Sam on it, that way it will come directly to me. And I'll put that in the email as well.
And with your contact information?
Yeah, exactly that. The email, you'll have all of my direct information, so you can call me if you have any questions. You can shoot me an email. I'll get right back to you, too. I can, you know, I'm pretty accessible. If you have any questions, I can get you the answer pretty quickly.
Okay. I will not be back in my office until this evening, but, as soon as I'm back in, I'll get this stuff over to you.
Okay, sure. So it's just the tax return, the new application, and then 6 months of the bank statements. Make sure for the bank statements, you send me the entire statement. I need the full statement.
I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
No problem.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me while I'm on the line here, Gary?
Not that I think of at the moment. You probably need my email, right?
Let me see. Yeah, I just want to confirm it. It looks like I have, it's bidwelltrucking1@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I'll send the email right now. It'll probably take me about 5 minutes to put it together. But like I said, if you have any questions, you can give me a call anytime.
What are your hours?
I will be here. I'm actually in San Diego, California, so about 3 hours behind. But I'll be here until about 6:30 your time today. If you don't get it back by then, no worries. You can send it over. I check my email pretty much all through, all hours of the day. So if you get it to me later tonight, I can have everything ready to be submitted tomorrow morning.
Oh, I got you. All right, then I should email it instead of fax it.
Yeah, if you email it, I'll get it immediately. Faxing, I'll have to come back into the office to get it.
I understand. Okay. Very good. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Gary. Let me know if you have any questions, okay?
I will. I'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. Bye.